When I'm talking about your baseline of self-care, and that's going to be primarily what this whole lesson is about, it's when people think about self-care, they think, you know, maybe about like bubble baths on top of mountaintops and overflowing boxes of truffles or pedicures or spa days. And I think that for a lot of people, it becomes this really like blown up, very sort of stressful and unobtainable standard that we hold ourselves to. And then it becomes just yet another thing that will keep us from really engaging with taking care of ourselves, because we think, oh, you know, it's too much. I don't have an hour and a half to take a bath and read a romance novel and light some candles and eat some chocolate. And I only have 15 minutes, so why bother? And I think that, you know, akin to often people, if they make their fitness goals too big, they won't get to them because they'll think, you know, they'll set huge goals for themselves. Like, I'm going to run a half marathon and tomorrow I'm going to start on my training routine and I'm going to run 45 minutes, 5 days a week, starting on Monday and continue until my half marathon, which is going to be in, you know, 4 months or 3 months. And then Monday comes and it's like, oh, 45 minutes. That's so stressful. Tuesday comes, oh God, I don't have 45 minutes today. I got to pick up the kids. I got to go to school. I got to do my homework. Got to pay my bills. I got to go to the post office. Got to go to the grocery store. And before you know it, our entire day is eaten up and we've never gotten around to taking care of ourselves. And so, you know, 6 months down the line, we realize we haven't even started. Whereas if we had made our goals much, much smaller, we may have been able to really fit in like 5 minutes, 5 minutes every day. That's over the course of a week, you know, that's 30, 35 minutes of exercise that maybe you wouldn't have gotten at all if you had kept that huge, huge goal in mind that was keeping you from actually doing any of the work. Now, I think that with self-care, it's a bit of the same. I think that sometimes, especially women, what will happen is we will forgo our self-care almost entirely because we think, oh God, I only have, you know, 15 minutes today, or I only have 10 minutes. I can't really get anything done in that time, so I'll start again perfectly tomorrow. Now, the first thing, we're going to talk about this a lot in this class, this whole idea of like starting again perfectly tomorrow, because this is one of the number one things that I think is residual from diet mentality. And, you know, even people who haven't necessarily been on a diet, although I certainly have, so that's the place that I'm coming from. And I think even people who haven't been on a diet, maybe they've been raised by parents who have, or were definitely raised in a culture that has had this bit of diet mentality. And the idea is, if I can't do it perfectly today, I'm going to start again fresh tomorrow. Or I'm going to start again on, you know, the top of the week, maybe Monday or Sunday, whatever that top of the week means to you. Or I'm going to start fresh on the first of the month, the first of the year, when I'm 30. You know, and so this idea is that it keeps getting further and further away. And that's our perfectionism speaking, right? Because it's, you know, in a lot of ways, it's like, oh, maybe my goals were for today were to stop every hour and take 3 deep breaths. And maybe something out of the ordinary has happened, and or something perfectly ordinary, to be quite honest, and I've now skipped 3 hours. Now, instead of going for broke, which would be my definite go-to because I used to diet, so I am really comfortable with the idea of, oh man, I meant to be really good today, but since I was already really bad this morning or bad at lunch, I'm going to just throw in the towel. Eat whatever I want for today, and then tomorrow I'll start fresh and I'll be good tomorrow when I can have the whole day can be just dedicated to being good. Well, I started again a lot of times over the course of my life. I think I ate my last supper about every other week until I was 25. And so, you know, I think that that happens for me a lot also with self-care, and I've noticed that it happens a lot with the women that I work with. So what will happen is you maybe will find you have a goal or you have a dream or you have something that you really, really want to incorporate into your life. And even though you know it's going to make you feel better, even though you know it's really good for you, you find yourself putting it off. You find yourself finding a million other things that are more important to you in the moment. Now, in terms of prioritizing yourself in your own life, I really believe that when we say something's important to us and yet we don't find ourselves making time for that on a consistent basis, it's either one of two things. The first is we are not prioritizing our own needs in our own lives. Now, if that's the case, it means you might be a people pleaser. You might be extremely adept at taking care of others. You might gain a lot of your validation through your skills of taking care. And it might mean that you've set up a life for yourself where everyone else's needs are first and foremost, and your needs are on the back burner. Now, I'm not saying that you have to completely revert that process and say, okay, well, now it's my time, and I don't even care about you anymore, and now it's my needs coming first all the time. But there does need to be a bit of a balance. So, you know, beginning to incorporate some of those needs or some of those dreams that you have for yourself, maybe slowly at first, but a little bit every day, so that you're getting accustomed to making your own needs a priority in your own life. So that's the first way. The second thing is maybe it's just not the right goal for you. You know, maybe you have believed for a million years that you would feel so much better, or you would benefit from working out for 30 minutes every morning. Now, this really is something that caught me up for a long time. I thought good people exercise in the morning. And so my struggle became getting up before the alarm clock that meant that I had to go to work. So, you know, setting my alarm clock an hour earlier so that I could get up and I could work out like a good person before I went to work, because that was best. Didn't fucking work for me. I hate exercising in the morning. I hate it more than almost anything else in the world. And that doesn't make me a bad person, right? So sometimes we aren't making time for things, or we aren't able to make something a priority because it's actually not a good fit or it's not very important to us. So the first thing I want you to do is take out a notebook or a fresh piece of paper, pause this video, and write down the top 3 or 4 times in your life where you felt really, really healthy and really taken care of. And like, you know, you, all of your self-care was on point. And this might be a stretch. You may have only had glimpses of this over the course of your life, or it may have been a really, really long time ago. Try and think back. Think of, you know, that one time you ate a breakfast that made you feel so energized afterwards. What was that breakfast? Or that one time that you remember really getting on a great fitness streak. What was going on? So just take a second, pause this video, and write down 3 or 4 things. All right, you back? Excellent. So now I want you to take a second and think about those 3 or 4 experiences. What was going on in your world right now, right then? What was making it easier for you to be able to make yourself a priority? For a lot of women, sometimes their best self-care happened while they were single because they didn't have another person to take into account, or they didn't have kids yet, or they didn't have a dog or a house or a job, or, you know, whatever those things are. For some people, it was while they were in high school and they were still having all of their needs met by, you know, maybe their parents or some family members or relatives or whatever. Just think about what were the ingredients that added up to your success during those 3 or 4 moments. So I'm going to have you pause this video again, and underneath each of those 3 or 4 things that you wrote down, write down a couple of things that you can remember sort of setting the stage for your success.